Blog Talk Radio.
Can I turn you on by my word spell? Look into my eyes, think I want.
Hello, and welcome to Fashion in the Know with Frankie J. Hope everyone is well this evening. Today's topic is men's five key fashion trends and a few fashion trends for children. I chose this topic because today's men have gotten away from dressing. I remember being a young girl, a teenager, sitting out on the steps watching the guys in the evening and during the day. They really looked good. They dressed. And I don't mean like extremely dressed as far as being over the top, like they weren't dressed in suits or whatever, but they were really sporty. They looked really good. And they got the attention of all the girls and the women in the area. So I thought that it would be a good topic to try to help to put today's men back on track with dressing and looking good and attracting the opposite sex. Because women want to see men that look really good, whether you're being sporty or whether you're being classically dressed for an evening out. It's just that we like to see you looking really good, just like the women of today. Today's guys have gone into the baggy pants wear with a belt or no belt, pants hanging below the butt, shirts hanging out, one pants leg rolled up, one rolled down, tennis shoes untied, no dress shoes, no boat shoes, deck shoes, nothing. No ties, no dress shirts, no polo tops. It's just gone slack. So I think it would be very nice for the guys to take a change. And there are five key trends for you guys for this particular summer season. And the five key trends that you need to be familiar with are, first, statement stripes. Yes, stripes are back. I don't know if you like them or not, but they're back. The bold ones and the narrow ones, stripes are back. Second, denim, which has never left. Denim is always going to be around. It's always going to be popular. Third, the color red is hot for men this season. Red in many different hues. Also, fourth, a new print for men, florals. Florals are hot for men this season, and florals are coming in everything. And fifth, the colors green and blue, two colors that you probably really would think they should not go together. They're very hot this season for the male to wear and to mix and match. First, I'm going to touch a little bit on stripes. And I'm going to talk about how stripes can be applied to a wide variety of outfits, how stripes can be applied to a wide variety of outfits, and how you should wear them. Stripes are coming in tailored outfits. They're coming in casual wear. In tailored outfits, you'll find lots of stripes in tailored pieces like trousers and shirts and blazers and jackets. As sportswear, there are pieces such as jumpers, shorts, T-shirts, and just plain slacks. And there's probably going to be some stripes even in some sweats today. So if you are a tall man, you can consider stripes that are horizontal. And if you are a short guy, I would suggest you consider stripes that are vertical. And Either of you could opt for thicker blocks of stripes or thinner blocks of stripes. You can try stripes on a t-shirt with a pair of tailored chinos, which are basically a pair of khaki shorts, and some casual loafers or some deck shoes, and or some sandals for a casual evening out or casual day out look. That's a nice summer look for a man. For an evening out, you might want to try using like a pinstripe stripe in a pants or in a shirt. And you can do a navy two-button blazer or a jacket of some type and a white shirt. And the shoe that I am suggesting with that outfit would be a monk strap. And if you don't know what a monk strap is, just in case you have no idea, a monk strap is a shoe with lacing closed by a buckle and with no lacing. Let me correct myself. I'm sorry. It's a shoe with no lacing closed by a buckle and a strap. And it's known as a monk strap. And you can purchase monk straps pretty much anywhere. I would also say you could wear just a casual loafer with that outfit also, if that's your thing, if that's what you prefer to wear as a casual loafer. When purchasing stripes, as I said before, guys should remember that different stripes will have a different effect on you depending on your size and your shape. Horizontal stripes tend to make anyone look wider. What they do is they break up the vertical silhouette of the body. And so they make you look bigger. And it's just kind of an illusion. You really aren't bigger, but that's what they make you look like. And on the other hand, the vertical stripe draws the eye down quickly, given the illusion of length and height. So they actually, the vertical stripe actually makes you look taller. So what I want to say as far as stripes is concerned, guys, if you're going to wear stripes, you decide which stripe is best for you. I've given you some tidbits on what I think the stripe should do or shouldn't do, but it's up to you to decide which stripe works for you. And moving on to denim. Denim is very popular, as it always has been, and it's even kind of more popular now since there's so much denim out there, so many different versions of denim for men to wear. There are denim jeans with elastic in the ankles. That's popular for men today. And they almost look like sweats, but they really don't. They have a more classic look to them, except for the elastic in the ankle. And there's skinny leg jeans that men can wear. There are flare leg jeans that men can wear. And there's the classic jean that's considered the boyfriend jean that men can wear, which is a straight leg jean, but not extremely straight like a skinny leg jean. It's more of a boot cut straight, if you know what I mean by the boot cut straight. You can wear your jeans with a t-shirt and some Chuck Taylors, which are Converse tennis shoes, a nice clean pair, or some deck shoes. And you could try some jeans with a denim shirt and be denim from head to toe. And if you really wanted to be denim from head to toe, you could also buy some denim tennis shoes. Chuck Taylor has become more creative in shoes for men. So there are Chuck Taylors with prints, and there are denim Chuck Taylors out there also. And there are deck shoes that have denim on them also that you could wear. You want your jeans to fit, meaning you don't want them to be too tight, and you don't want them to be baggy, but you want them to fit you nicely. And a nice belt, whether it be a canvas belt or a leather belt, would look nice with those jeans and your t-shirt. And you want to be able to move around in your jeans and look cool and sporty and everything. So They want them to fit precisely. And jeans are coming in a variety of different colors. So you could do the color red in a jean, because red is a hot color for men this season. There's a variety of everything in red, a couple different reds that men could get into this season. There's an orange red, there's a pink red. There's even a red with a little tinge of yellow in it, and some red with some blue in it, which is more of a darker red. But red is a color that's really hot this season for the male wardrobe. So you can do a variety of reds. And what I want to say about the color red is you can use it as a top or a pair of pants, or you could do a red blazer if you're really creative with some red pants with a white shirt. Or you could throw those pinstripes on, like those pinstripe pants on with a red shirt. That will work also. Or you could do pinstripes on the top with maybe some red jeans. Or you could just do denim jeans with a red top. So you can mix and match the colors, the pinstripes, and everything. And brick red. Brick red is also popular this season. It's another red, another shade of red, but brick red is very popular this season. And the reds are going to come in the shorts. They're going to come in shirts, pants, sweaters, jackets. And even shoes. Even red shoes are out there. Red suede shoes and some deck shoes with red on them. A variety of different red colors out there that you can wear. My suggestion is to wear the red color with white. That really makes you pop, makes you look sexy and hot. And you can also do blue, light blue, and navy blue with the red. And you can also do the classic color of black with red. Red and black will always look good together. So you can put on a pair of black slacks with a red top. Or if you're the kind of guy who's willing to wear red pants, you can put on some red pants with a black top or a pinstripe top or something. You can do a red bomber when it comes time for a jacket, or just a red jacket in general, because the red's coming everywhere, all over the place. And you can do basketball tennis shoes, or, as I said, Chuck Taylors, or just basic shoes. You can do some knitwear to add to it, if that's what you're feeling. Or if you're going to the harbor, knitwear will work because it gets cooler in the evenings. So you can do like a short sleeve sweater or a cardigan, men's cardigans. Those are popular. And you'll find all of the season's colors in cardigans also. The newest trend for men, or the newest print for men, is florals. Florals have become popular not only for women. Flowers are everywhere this season. Flowers are on your T-shirts. They're on the pants. They're on boxer shorts. They're on jeans. They're on ties. They're on blazers. They're everywhere. So you can incorporate florals into your look by adding something neutral with the floral, like maybe a pair of khakis or something black with the floral, just making the floral your focal point. And like if you're going to wear a floral shirt, then I wouldn't suggest that you put on floral pants or floral socks. Like, don't go overboard with the floral. Make it your focal point and dress yourself around the floral. So if you're going to wear something floral, I suggest a neutral, like a khaki or a tan or a brown or something that may bring out the floral a little bit more. Or you can pick one of the colors from whatever the floral is offering and play around with that color that's in the florals. So you can do that with a shirt. You can, like, if you're going to wear floral pants, you can do that with a neutral shirt or a neutral blazer. Or say you're going to wear a floral top, then do a neutral pant, neutral sock, and a neutral blazer, or just a floral top with some neutral pants. And make sure your shoes are neutral also. Don't go overboard with floral shoes as well as the floral pant or the floral shirt. So you can mix and match those items, and they'll actually make you look pretty sexy and keep you up to date with the trends and all of that. And the woman that sees you will think, wow, he knows what's going on in fashion, and he looks really sexy, and he looks hot. So that will be something that will get the woman's attention. And T-shirts are going to have a lot of floral on them. They're popular. The Hawaiian shirts are popular this year for the man because that's also floral. And I suggest a white shirt with floral pants or floral shorts or something. And some tassel loafers or either some lace-up shoes for the evening outing. So you could do shorts or you could do trousers for an evening outing depending on where you're going. And the loafers are usually comfortable, laid back. Or you could do a lace-up shoe if that's your thing or you're interested in it. A lace-up shoe will look fine also. And if you do a loafer, you can do the classic loafer or a tassel loafer. And also, moving into more color for men, the color green and the color blue. Guys, you can wear navy blue shirt and slacks with a sea green blazer, or you can swap that look around and do all green and maybe wear a blue blazer. So those colors actually work well together, and they actually make you pop. They get you some attention. And I know normally people wouldn't put blue and green together, but they actually work really well together in many different shades, like light blues and darker greens. Darker greens and some light blues also. I just said that. And also lime green and dark blue. You can do like a pair of jeans with a lime green T-shirt or a lime green shirt. That would actually work really well too. And guys, you can also throw on a bracelet if you have one or you're interested in wearing one, or a watch, a ring, and possibly even a necklace. And if you have your ear pierced, throw in that earring. That gives you some pop too. And if you want to do color in the jewelry, you could do a little color in the jewelry. I don't suggest going overboard in the color in the jewelry, but you could do like a colorful earring in your ear or a watch band with some color. If that's your thing and you want to do the color thing, or just simple silver or gold jewelry will work really well for the summer with the colors. Basically, all of the colors from the past are still around. The colors that I named are the hot, popular colors for the season, but you can always do your classic black suit for an evening out with or without a tie, your choice. Or you could do like your classic khakis and a shirt with some deck shoes or some sandals or loafers. You can do the classic grays if you want gray suit or just gray slacks and a shirt. And I say if you do a shirt, open it up at the neck, just look relaxed and like you want to have some fun. It doesn't have to be office attire, all buttoned up and with a tie, unless you're going somewhere where you really need a tie. Then I say do a tie, a nice tie that makes your outfit pop. Something that, if you're going to wear gray, something with a little red in it or some blue in it, something to kind of bring out that gray, because gray, as we know, is a subdued color. Kind of boring, so you need some color just to make it pop a little bit. So, but if it's just a casual evening, gray slacks and a nice shirt will look good, and unbutton it and show off a little chest or show off the jewelry you're wearing or something. That makes you look sexy. And also, I'm thinking you're going to be wearing cologne, makes you smell good and gives off that fragrance as you walk past that woman or she sits next to you or whatever. It's going to say, wow, he smells good and he looks sexy also. Because you got on nice slacks and you got a nice shirt and it's open and showing a little bit of chest. And so that always gets a woman's attention and makes her think, you know, God, he's sexy. I want to talk to him or I want to get to know him or whatever the case may be. So going backwards a little bit, back to the pinstripes, you could also do a pinstripe suit from head to toe. That's very classic and it looks good. And if you're going to do a suit, of course, you need a tie. And I don't suggest you do a pinstripe tie. I suggest you do a solid color tie if you're going to do a pinstripe suit, just because if you do a pinstripe tie, that's a bit overkill on a pinstripe. So a solid color tie with a pinstripe suit would make it pop a little bit better. And I would say try some monk straps or lace-up shoes if you're going to do the full complete dress-up attire like evening or office wear. If you're going to do more laid back, then I say do either pinstripe shirt, polo, pinstripe top, or just do pinstripe pants with a white shirt, or with, if you're going to do pinstripes are generally black or blue, so do something in a different shade that'll just make you pop and make you stand out a little bit. It doesn't have to be over the top, but just enough that you get some attention with the pinstripes. And, guys, because it is hot, I suggest a sandal on the foot. It doesn't have to be a shoe or deck shoe. A sandal is very classic, and it looks really nice with dress attire as long as a nice sandal, not a flip-flop, but a nice sandal for a man. Nice leather sandal, or it doesn't have to be leather, but nice canvas sandal. Any sandal that is full sandal, not a flip-flop, it works. You can actually do that and get away with it. You can wear that to dinner, and I wouldn't suggest wearing it to the office, but you can wear it to dinner or evening out with the lady. It would work. There are fedoras out there for men also. So, and fedoras are coming in different shades this season, as well as the band around the fedora. If you just want a classic fedora, like a straw fedora or linen fedora, you could just get one with a, if you, depending on the color you're going to wear, if you're going to say you're going to wear the blue or the green or blue and green together, you can pick a fedora with one of those bands around it, one of those colors around it that will also set off your outfit. And there are also sunglasses out there with color for men to choose and to wear. You can pick sunglasses that coordinate with your outfit, or you can do classic sunglasses in black or brown. Or if you're feeling creative, you can even put on a pair of white-framed sunglasses if you're feeling like you can pull that off with your outfit, the pinstripe outfit. So, or even the blue and green outfit. If you feel like you can pull off color, do a pair of sunglasses with blue or green frames. If you feel like you can handle it, that'll look really cool with your outfit. If you're wearing blue and green, choose one color or the other. Don't try to do sunglasses with a multitude of colors. Either choose the green or the blue in the sunglasses, and that will make the outfit pop. Don't look like a crayon box with a multitude of colors. Like, don't do like a tie-dye sunglass kind of thing. And I haven't seen any of those out there, but they might actually exist. Who knows? We live in 2015. Anything is possible. So if those sunglasses are out there, I say stay away from those tie-dye multicolor sunglasses. Just do one color. Pick the color that you like the most, the blue or the green, or either the classic colors, black, brown, gray, or white, and wear one of those types of sunglasses, as well as one of those colors of fedoras to go with your outfit. And that will help you actually look really classic and clean and fresh and sexy. It'll give you a nice push. And trying to think, if you're going to do like sweats, then they have sweats in all of the colors that are popular out there also. So you can do either designer sweats, or you can just do the run-of-the-mill Walmart sweats or somebody's sweats, wherever you may get them from, where you like to buy them from, Hollister or wherever, just to name a few places that do sell sweats. You can do the colors in your sweats. And with sweats, you're not dressing them up. You're going to wear tennis shoes, but you want them to be nice and neat and clean, and you want them to fit you well. You don't want them to be too baggy, and you don't want them to be too tight. And they should not be hanging off your butt, guys. They should be up on the butt and looking good, because a woman does not mind a man who is casual as long as he looks good in his casual wear. So if you're going to do sweats, you can do them. You can do a baseball cap with your sweats if you want. You can wear it forward or you can wear it backwards. It doesn't matter, as long as it coordinates with the outfit and it looks really nice together. And your tennis shoes, of course, should coordinate with the outfit too. Like, they can be classic black, gray, brown, white, whatever, but they should coordinate with your outfit. Like, if you're not a man who's into colorful tennis shoes, then just do the classic colors and coordinate, like, white tennis shoes with your sweats if you're going to wear the color ones or whatever. If you're going to wear browns, blacks, or grays, then you can either do black tennis shoes or some white tennis shoes with those. And just mix and match, play around with stuff and see what you think that you feel comfortable in and what looks good to you in the mirror before you leave the house and see what you think. I'm just throwing out some tidbits of what I feel like should really work for you to make your wardrobe pop for the summer. And it's all up to you, though, guys. And actually, I didn't touch on shorts, but shorts are popular this season also for men. And they're denim shorts, they're khaki shorts, they're white shorts, and there are also lots of colorful shorts. The florals are on the shorts that you could wear. The blue and the greens are on the shorts. To me, the blue and the greens give that Ralph Lauren, that polo look, and along with the white and the black, it gives you that classic look with some deck shoes. And I say deck shoes because I love deck shoes, especially on a man. They look so good on a man with some shorts on and a nice polo top or just a nice T-shirt or even a nice short sleeve shirt that's unbuttoned at the top and laid back. It looks really good on a man. So that's a nice sporty look that you can wear just to go to the movies, just to hang out, anything, you know. Pretty much. It's a nice classic sporty look, and you'll look good, you'll feel comfortable, and you'll be cool. And that's what it's all about, looking good, feeling comfortable, being cool. And as I said before, for the evening, you could do it in a pinstripe or the blue or the green and slacks. Or you could even do classic khaki or black pants or jeans with a nice shirt. Or you can do a polo top, or you can do even a T-shirt. And you can even do a graphic T-shirt, as long as it's not an offensive graphic T-shirt, as long as it's something that's fun and popular, and not something that you just like that may be offensive to other people. But like this season, I've seen lots of Cookie Monster shirts, lots of Pepsi shirts, and Coca-Cola shirts, things like that. Lots of shirts with positive statements on them. And yeah, routine stuff like peace signs and all of that. Things that have gone and then returned. Things from the 70s. A lot of stuff from the 70s has returned back on T-shirts. And these T-shirts are popular amongst men, women, and children. So anybody can wear the T-shirts pretty much. And for a laid-back look, a nice graphic T-shirt would work with anything. And I just want to say that it'd be nice to see men take a change for dressing a little better so that you guys can attract more women. And the women will continue to dress when they hang out with you and look good. And you could take that red color, and you can do a lot with red. You could put that red tie on with that pinstripe suit, with a navy blue suit, with a black suit. You could do a red shirt with a black suit also. And you could throw on a pinstripe tie with a red shirt and a black suit. That would give you some interesting tones, and it'll give you a little pop too. It'll be something different, something that you don't see much of. So I suggest that you take that red color and brick in the orange. Orange is more like a rust in red, so that'll look good in a shirt with some black jeans. A nice rust shirt on a man with some black jeans will really look good. And you can throw on some rust socks if you want to wear socks with a pair of black or white deck shoes. That'll be a nice classic look also, and you'll just look hot, and it'll be something different for a man also. So you could do that. And denim, you could do denim with holes in it, or like a denim, pair of denim jeans with holes, or the classic denims, or skinny leg denims, or you could do denim shirt with holes in it. That'll work too. That's a nice casual look also. And or you can do a classic just long sleeve denim shirt or short sleeve denim shirt. There's also denim vest. If you're a man with a hairy chest or whatever and you'd like to show it off, you could do a denim vest and show off the hair on your chest. That's a nice summer look that's really sexy and hot. And you could do that denim vest with some shorts, either denim shorts or some white shorts or some black shorts. And that would look really nice also. And that's just the casual look that you want to wear. And if you're going to wear that denim vest, then I suggest it be a vest that actually buttons up or zippers up or whatever. So you're not just showing a bare chest. You're just showing just enough to be sexy or whatever. Or you can always throw a T-shirt underneath that vest and wear it like that, a denim vest with a T-shirt of some sort underneath of it. I prefer a plain T-shirt on a man if you're going to do the denim vest. A black plain T-shirt or something of that nature. So that's what you can do. I'm going to take a break and I'll be back right after this message. I hope I hit the right one. Did I hit the right one?
It's fine. Okay. You should be able to hear.
Hear anything now?
The Cook, as they give you the word. Tune in on Tuesday with world famous DJ Davey D. As he plays all of your old school favorites in R&B, hip-hop, jazz, house, and rap. Join us every Thursday where there's something different. The first Thursday of the month, ladies, it's for you. Total Empowerment with the owner of Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, Angela Hardy. On the second Thursday of the month, join relationship coaches Reverend Arlene Cahet and Reverend Harvey L. Bailey on One Love, One Connection, One Us as they answer all of your relationship questions. On the third Thursday of the month, men, it's time to man up with our own Sacred Masculine, Reverend Jamel Gilliam and the Sacred Masculine Show. On the fourth Thursday of the month, join me, Reverend Harvey L. Bailey, and the inner consciousness as I talk about self-help. When we have a fifth Thursday of the month, you can join Reverend Arlene Cahet with the Healing Paradigms right here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul every week.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing on with the color sea green, I want to say that sea green is actually a very pretty color. That's my take on sea green. You can do the sea green with blue. If you do a sea green shirt, you can do sea green with a blue pair of pants, either navy blue or either kind of a baby blue. And you could do sea green also as a sea green pair of pants with a light blue shirt. And you can do sea green shorts with a white T-shirt or either a white shirt. You can do sea green in sweats. A whole sea green sweat outfit would look really nice, and it's also very summery. And moving on to another shade of green, the lime green. Lime green has been popular in the past, and it is back. Lime green shirts are readily available, and you can do also lime green shorts. And I'm sure there's probably lime green slacks out there that you can do also. And if you're going to do lime green slacks, if you're feeling really creative or you're feeling like you're a manly man and you know it, you can do a pale pink shirt, polo top with those lime green pants. Or you could just do the classic white with the lime green pants or shorts. You can do black with lime green. And you could also do a navy blue with the lime green. That would also work with the lime green. So the greens are out there. And then the classic green or the military green can be done with navy blue. You can do military green with black. And you can do military green with a brown or tan if you'd like also. That would work. And military green does come in a lot of different pants. Cargo pants are still in fashion, so you could do cargo pants in a military green with a black T-shirt. That's a classic look. Or you could do military green slacks with a navy blue T-shirt or a white T-shirt. Or you could do the military green on top. You could do a military green blazer, and you could team it up with a whole tan outfit or a brown outfit, something that would not be caught as a usual outfit, but something that's different with, that would catch attention and would make the eye pop, and people would actually notice it. So you can do military green in a blazer color along with navy blue underneath, like a navy blue shirt or T-shirt under the blazer and navy blue slacks. And on your feet, either some sandals or my favorite deck shoes, or you could do a monk strap. That would also work with that outfit. And, guys, there are other colors out there that you could also put with the trendy colors, like with the military green. You could do a pale yellow with military green. Not a fan of pale yellow, but you could actually make it work. Like I would say, do the military green cargos with a pale yellow shirt, maybe. I would not put pale yellow on the bottom, but you could if you're feeling creative and that's something you want to do. There's nothing wrong with it. I just don't like pale yellow on the bottom. I think it should be on the top because it's a color that pops and people will notice you in that pale yellow. So that's my take on pale yellow. Or you can do a pale yellow tie, actually. You can do a pale yellow tie with a suit. If you're going to wear a military green suit, that would make you pop also. Or you can stick a lime green tie on with that military green suit. It's still kind of in that green color family, and that would make you pop also. And blues, as we know, come in many different shades. So you could do a blue-green, since the color, the popular color is blue and green. You could do blue-green or green with some blue in it. You could do that also, since there are different variations of greens and different variations of blues out there. You could be creative and kind of find, like the aqua color, that works. That's kind of a blue-green. That works for a top, polo top, or that works for some shorts. Or it even works for some slacks. If you can find some slacks in some aqua color or whatever, that will work. And it's very summery, and it's also trendy. So that all works really well together. For sandals, guys, like I said, classic sandals like leather or canvas. I'm trying to think what other materials they make them out of. They make them out of plastic. Plastic that looks like leather but actually is not leather. You could do that also. You could do a flip-flop if you're going to a beach or you're going to the harbor or somewhere super casual. A flip-flop is not a bad thing for a guy. It actually looks good on a guy who has his feet all done up, meaning who has had a pedicure, and his feet looks nice and clean, and, you know, toes are clean and done and everything. You can wear a flip-flop. That actually works, too, like I said, to a casual event like to the harbor or if you're going to the ocean or to the beach or whatever, you can do a flip-flop. And flip-flops come in a variety of colors, so you can choose a color to go with your outfit, or you could just do the classic tan, white, black, or whatever flip-flop, since a variety of people make flip-flops, so you can pick and choose what kind of flip-flop you want to wear. That actually works for the casual look, too, with a pair of shorts and a T-shirt or a polo top and some shorts. Or even if you want to do a crop pant, you could do a crop pant and a flip-flop. That would actually work also. Or you could do slacks and a flip-flop if that's what you choose. And you could even throw on a flip-flop with some sweats if that's what you feel like you want to do. That would work also for, like, a casual outing. Most guys want to do tennis shoes with sweats, but you can do a flip-flop if you're feeling like my feet's going to be hot and they need to be cool. A flip-flop will keep your feet cool, and it'll look trendy, and it'll be fashionable also. So there is something that you can do with your feet other than a sandal or other than my favorite, the deck shoes, which don't give your feet a lot of air, but they're comfy and they're trendy and they're fashionable, and they're good on wet surfaces. So, and getting into knitwear was popular this season for men. And I think it's a little hot for knitwear, but if you're a man who can weather it, I say a short sleeve sweater or pullover sweater with short sleeves or no sleeves or whatever. You can do knitwear in any of the colors that were mentioned, in the blues and the greens, in a pale pink if you're feeling creative, or a yellow. Or you can do it in the popular tans, browns, blacks, white, or whatever. You can do knitwear in a variety of different colors. And knitwear for men has been mainly tops, like sweaters and shirts and knitwear, or sleeveless shirts and knitwears. I have not seen much knitwear going on the bottom of a man, actually. So I would say stick to the tops in knitwear. And I'm trying to think what else you could do with knitwear. You can wear knitwear, like, as a dress-up tool also. You could do, like, a knitwear short-sleeve sweater with a pair of dress slacks, and that way you can get away from wearing a tie. And you could do some dress shoes, either the monk strap or the loafer or whatever. So that would be a nice, clean, classic look that would also look good. And it gets you away from the tie and away from the blazer. And so you could do, like I said, a classic short sleeve sweater. And they make them in pullovers. They also do sleeveless. They also make them in the polo. They make knitwear polo short sleeve tops for the male for this time of year also. And there's also such thing as a knitwear vest. It's kind of like a sleeveless top vest. You pull it over. It's knitwear, but it's lightweight knitwear for the summer. And you pull it over your head, and you wear it. It doesn't have any sleeves. It has no pockets. It's in a V-neck, usually, and it comes in a variety of different colors. You could dress that up with some shorts or some crop pants or even jeans or whatever, or just some slacks. That would actually work, too. That comes in a variety of colors, so you can do that. And that would be nice for a casual outing somewhere with your lady, or just hanging out with the guys if that's what you want to do. You know, it's cool to do that also. As far as shirts are concerned, there are a multitude of colors of shirts out there, guys, and there are many different types of shirts out there. There are the long sleeve shirt, as you know, and there's short sleeve shirts, and then the designers have gotten creative with shirts that kind of have like a rolled up sleeve to them, or a tuck sleeve where they actually have stitched the sleeve so it does not come down. That's kind of a sporty but classic look. It looks really good on most guys because it's a tucked up shirt where the sleeves are actually tucked, and it's usually a button down front shirt. And you can unbutton a couple buttons and look cool and laid back, and your sleeves will stay up without you having to roll them up. They will stay there because they're actually stitched to stay there in their spaces. And that particular shirt I have seen, it comes in a pale pink, it comes in white, it comes in navy blue, it comes in that brick red that I was talking about. And I'm sure it probably comes in a black. I have not seen it in a black, but I'm sure it comes in a black probably too, a classic color. But white has been the popular thing for the summer. Most guys want that classic white shirt because you can throw it on with almost anything, or you can throw it on with anything. Not almost. You can actually put it on with anything. So I say to look classic or to look sporty, just keep it clean lines. Doesn't have to be solid colors. You can mix and match colors, and you can mix and match like between jeans and khakis and just plaids or even pinstripes or whatever when it comes to pants, shorts, shirts, whatever you guys want to do, even ties. You can look at yourself in the mirror and say, today I'm feeling like this pinstripe pants with this navy blue shirt or whatever, and I don't want a tie. I want to unbutton it. I want to put on a fedora. I want to look cool and laid back, and I'm going to throw on a pair of sandals. So then you got a classic look, but you also look sexy. So you can kind of move it all around and be creative with your outfits and do what makes you feel comfortable. I just feel like if you're feeling more comfortable, then you'll be more willing to dress, as long as you're feeling comfortable in whatever you're wearing, whether it be a shoe, sandal, flip-flop, or whatever. Just put something on that works for you and go with the flow on the colors and everything. And the usual colors, of course, don't forget the classics. You can always do the classic colors. They work. Florals, I'm going to talk a little bit more about florals for men. Florals is a new thing for men, and it's showing up in sportswear, like bomber jackets, T-shirts, shorts. It's on the basketball tennis shoes, the deck shoes. Chuck Taylor even has florals on his tennis shoes. So you can kind of do those florals if you're feeling floral, that is. You can do florals anywhere. They're showing up on sweaters, jackets, everywhere. So you can do florals on the top if you're feeling comfortable with florals on your top, or florals on the bottom if you feel more comfortable with floral jeans or floral slacks or whatever. And also on jackets, there are florals on jackets if you feel the need to put on a jacket or whatever. You might want to do a floral jacket. And a lot of guys think florals are just for women, but the designers decided that florals were also for men, and they actually look good on men. I like the look of florals on the top, like a floral shirt with some solid color pants. I think it's somewhat of a sexy look for a man. It doesn't have a feminine look to it at all. It's kind of sexy, and it's kind of, I don't know, kind of fun also, I want to think, when a man wears florals on the top. If you wear like a floral T-shirt or floral jacket or floral shirt and some solid color pants or shorts or whatever. And I'm not a big fan of the florals on the tennis shoes, but you can do it if you're feeling floral on the tennis shoes. I think that the florals have taken men by surprise, and it's up to you to decide if you can pull off a floral outfit or a piece of a floral outfit, maybe a shirt or pants or the tennis shoes or the jacket or shorts or whatever. Shorts are actually fun. Floral shorts, I think, are actually fun, and it's a good beach look. You can wear that to the beach with your flip-flops and a solid color top. And nobody will, I mean, the women will look at you, not saying they won't look at you, but nobody will think anything out of the ordinary about you if you're wearing floral shorts to the beach with some flip-flops. It actually really does work, and it looks good on guys. It gives you that laid-back look, and it also puts you in style, and it's a fun look also. So I say, guys, try a piece of floral, something or the other, and see what you think of it. And if you're not feeling it, pass it on to a friend or someone else that you think might be interested in wearing florals. But I think floral shorts are the key look, like for the summer, to wear, as I said before. They're fun. You can start with those and wear a pair to the beach or to the harbor or somewhere and see what you think of those floral shorts. I think they'll work, and I think women will like you in them. They will look really good. And moving on to slate gray. Slate gray is also a popular color for the season. And as you know, men, there are slate gray suits out there. There are slate gray slacks out there. You can do slate gray and shorts, shirts. And you can take that other bright color, that red, and put it with the slate gray. either on the bottom or on the top, because the red will work with the slate gray, and the red will pop, of course, and give the gray some help along the way. You can do slate gray tie with a red suit, or you can do slate gray shoes with a black suit. You can play around with the slate gray and put it wherever you think it might fit in. It'll also fit with the blue. It'll also fit with the green. The slate gray is kind of a neutral color that will go with pretty much any of the other colors that were mentioned, except for the florals. I would not put slate gray with the florals, guys. I would leave those two separate and not put those two together. You could do slate gray shirt with a pinstripe pant. That would work, okay? Or a slate gray shirt underneath a pinstripe suit. That would work also. As far as the slate gray, like I said, it goes with pretty much anything that we mentioned color-wise, except for don't do it with the florals. The florals need to be worn with something solid but not slate gray. That kind of does not work with it. You could do those florals if they have some red on them. You could do the florals with a red shirt, or like those floral shorts with a red shirt. Or you could do the opposite. You could do a floral shirt with some red shorts or whatever like that. Or you could do florals with green or the blue, because most likely the florals are going to have some greens and some blues in them, because flowers, you got a stem, which is generally green. And there may be some blue flowers or some green flowers. So you can do the florals with green as well as with the blues. And the color that you could do slate gray with the pale pink. That's what you could do. I was going to say the color that I mentioned briefly was the pale pink. So you can do pale pink shirt with a slate gray suit, or you could just do slate gray shorts with a pale pink polo top or whatever. And Ralph Lauren does make a pale pink polo shop, yes, for you guys out there. So you could definitely do slate gray with that pale pink. And pale pink is actually sexy on a man. It's not a feminine color. It's not like a hot pink, which I would deem more for a woman. The pale pink has a sexy hue to it, and it's very nice for a man. It's not feminine at all. It's sexy. So you could do that with that slate gray. I'm trying to think. Slate gray shoes are available from many different stores also. There may even be some slate gray sandals out there somewhere. I have not seen any, but they may exist somewhere out there if you want to go slate gray from head to toe, or if you just want to be creative and you're feeling that gray color. You could do slate gray shorts, as I said, T-shirts, suits, tie, shirt, whatever you want to do with that slate gray. It actually does work. And I like the slate gray with the blue. I also like it with the red and the sea green. It works with the sea green and the regular green, of course. Don't do slate gray with military green, though. That does not work. So don't put the military green. Sea green, yes, or just the regular green you could do. Or maybe even a lime green, you could do a little bit of slate gray with that. But don't put it with the military green. Military green does not work with slate gray. Okay, guys? Just to give you some heads up on the colors that are out there for you to work with. Don't do slate gray with beige either, like with the khaki, because people tend to throw in anything with khakis. At least I find that guys do. Don't do slate gray with khakis. It doesn't work well together, okay? Stick to the greens with the khaki, any of the greens, or a blue with the khaki, or a navy with khaki, okay? Or a white or a black with the khaki. If you're going to do khaki shorts or khaki slacks, one of those colors I just mentioned would work with the khaki. But stay away from the slate gray with the khaki. And I wouldn't stick those florals on with that khaki either. Florals and khaki kind of don't mesh together, really, because those colors are not in the florals. The khaki is not in the florals, so it really doesn't go well together. And I know you're probably thinking flowers grow out of the ground, dirt is brown or whatever, but it just doesn't work well in fashion. So I would not do the florals with slate gray or with the khaki colors. Those are not working at all. So please don't do that, guys. It just won't work. And let's see. What else have I not touched on for you guys color-wise? I touched on all the basic colors, just thinking, trying to make sure I didn't leave anything out for you guys. I wanted to tell you what the most common clothing materials are for this season, and they're linen, cotton, polyester, and rayon. Those are the common clothing materials that are out there for the summer. There's some silk out there, but if you're a big sweater, I say stay away from the silk because silk stains really badly, and it's hard to get those stains out of the silk. Rayon also. So I would do linen, cotton, or the polyester if you're a guy that sweats really heavy. Those are easily cleaned and easily washable. The rayon and the silk stains kind of badly, and it's hard to get those stains out. So unless you're a really laid-back, cool guy who doesn't sweat much, I'd say don't do the rayon or the silk. They also cost a little bit more. So to save your pockets and to keep you from worrying about stains, don't do the silk and the rayon unless you're a guy who does not sweat a lot. The linen, cotton, and polyester actually cleans well, and they don't stain like the rayon and the silk does. So that's what I wanted to touch on as far as, like, summer knitwear or even just T-shirts or polos, because they all come in a variety of these different types of materials. So you can pick and choose what works best for you. Since you know your body better than anyone else knows your body, you know whether you sweat a lot or you don't sweat a lot or whatever. So those were some key materials that I wanted to talk about that the clothing is coming in. And I wanted you to be able to know which ones that you should stay away from if you're a big sweater and which ones you should be able to wear. And it's all up to you. As I said before, you can wear whatever it is that pleases you, but those were just some little tidbits to help you along the way because, as I said, silk stains really badly. It's hard to get those stains out. Even the average cleaner has a hard time getting those stains out of the silk and the rayon. So cotton will always be my favorite. It's very washable. Linen is my second favorite. It's washable, it's pliable, and neither of those really need ironing as long as you put your clothing on, like if you're going to wash them, you put them on, like, I don't know. I would say, like if you're going to do regular heat in a dryer, if you're going to do a dryer, then just check it periodically. Don't leave it in there long. If it's cotton, I would kind of hang it to dry and let it just air dry because that works better for cotton, and it tends not to wrinkle if you're going to just do air drying with cotton, like your shirts or even your chinos or your shorts or your slacks or whatever. The linen washes well. It also dries well, and you can do like a light dry on the linen if you're going to use a dryer instead of the regular old heavy drying. The polyester also washes well, and for polyester, I would air dry that also. Put it on a hanger and just hang it up and let it air dry after washing it, and it turns out rather well. And the way I'm telling you to wash these clothes and air dry them will keep you from needing to iron them. It will also keep them in shape and keep them looking good so that you can step out and look really good and attract the average woman, which is what you want to do. So, guys, also wanted to move on for a hot second and just give you, as well as the women out there, a little bit of information about today's children. Children's fashions are actually following the adult line of clothing. So all of the colors and items that I talked about for you is also available for the child in your life if you would like to purchase children's clothing. The children's fashions are, as I stated, for the women and as I stated for men, florals, denim. And I stated for women about a week ago, was bohemian and lace. So that's also available for the little girls if you want to do that. So everything that you are wearing as a man or as a woman is available for the child. Maybe not in the same style, but the fabrics are available for the little ones as well. I'd like to thank everyone for listening, and if there are any callers out there, feel free to give me a quick call before I end the show. If not, I hope you enjoyed my show and you will join me again next week. Thank you.
gangster for the coward, so I give them hell. Call me misfit, lips fit a gang of trash. Riskless now, cause I made a gang of cash. Like glam, still streets with the do-rag. Slang, spit, gang, chain speech, how they do that? Watch they miles drop, watch the crowds pop up and act out. Brawls with the screw face, smash on and knock out. Ain't change, game to run me, I run the game. If I gotta keep it gritty, so be it, I'm supposed to change. Life simple, dizzy broads ain't messing with my mental. Natural born hustling shit, check what I've been through. Got mine, took it from you, and now you flop mine. Except to my own, dog, I'm only .com.